This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. 70% of the students in the Dallas School District are Latino. That's by far the largest ethnic group. But some Latino parents say they'd like a better relationship with the district. Earlier this week, Superintendent Mike Miles ventured into a predominantly Latino neighborhood in Oak Cliff to talk to some of those parents and their kids. Inside this cream-colored building in Oak Cliff, you often hear the sounds of punching bags being hit. Latino kids come here to train and let off a little steam after school. Casa Guanajuato is a place where they can go and not get in trouble. It's also a second home for folks originally from the Mexican state of Guanajuato and their families. So the news that Superintendent Mike Miles would be visiting here caught some people by surprise. He didn't put on his boxing gloves, though, and he stayed out of the ring.
I want to talk just a little bit about the ISD. We are pushing hard because we want every student's education to be the best possible.
No, de hecho nosotros no sabíamos, pero ahorita que nos dijeron, pues vamos a asistir pues para hacerle las preguntas que...
We didn't know he was coming, Martha Ontiveros said. She has three kids in the district, ages 9, 17, and 18. When they heard about the superintendent's visit, she and a few other parents decided to stay and ask him some questions.
Lo único que como desperdician como mucha comida.
Questions like, why is so much food wasted in school cafeterias? She says some kids throw away their milk and her youngest daughter comes home with food. She thinks they're giving kids too much to eat. With the help of an interpreter, another parent asked Miles about bilingual children and testing.
She feels like her kids are having some problems with the STAR exam.
She said her children have been enrolled in bilingual ed classes and then transferred to English-only classrooms. She says that poses a challenge.
She feels like their kids are not necessarily fully prepared in the English language, and that's why they're failing the STAR.
Miles told her it's a balancing act to find the best way to educate students who aren't native English speakers.
We have to try to wean them or take them off Spanish earlier, fourth or fifth grade. But we also want them to be really strong, even in their native language, before they get to middle school. So it is a tough choice.
Miles talked about adding more bilingual teachers and setting high standards for kids who speak both English and Spanish.
How do you say expectations in Spanish? Expectativas. Expectativas. So high expectations for you, for me, for our teachers.
At this meeting, there were more students than parents, so some kids asked their own questions, like, why are there so many tests? The state actually reduced the number of required tests, he told them. One kid asked what Miles called a great question.
The question is, were the STAR tests meant to be hard? Yes.
Miles compared the state test to boxing. Boxers want to practice with opponents who are better than them so they can become better. Miles said he wants the same for students in the district. After about a half hour, Miles wrapped up the meeting. He said he usually meets with parents in schools, but liked getting out into the community. Parents like Veronica Tobar appreciated the superintendent's visit. But Tovar said the meeting was too short and hopes he meets with parents in this neighborhood again. Stella Chavez, KERA News.